Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
You've hit on something, Bill, I think a lot of people who are working in campus ministry are realizing that our worldview informs our habits, but our habits also inform our worldview. So a young person who goes off to college and says, I'm finally out of the house, I don't have a curfew, I can drink if I want, and then they maybe get a girlfriend and they sleep together, and then they start thinking, well, maybe what I've learned about God isn't really real. And it's the fact that they've changed some life habits that are causing them, those things cause them to go back and reexamine the truth of their Christian worldview. We have a lot of students like that who come to our Summit Ministries program, and you know, the wiser students, the more mature among them, are the ones who say, I made some bad decisions during my freshman year. I should never have slept with my boyfriend, or I should never have smoked dope or whatever, and I regret that. What I'm really looking for is answers about who God is and what my life really means. And we say, we'll come alongside you. You know, God forgives, but let's just keep going and, you know, and try to find the answers about what God really means to your life and what who he is in the whole universe and how he answers these questions you're really grappling with. And you know, Bill, this is the beauty of grace. So many times the students who have real regrets are the ones who really experience God's grace in a powerful way and become a terrific spreaders of the good news. I don't want to throw churches under the bus. I love people who do church ministry, and it's an incredible calling, and people are greatly dedicated to it. And they love these kids. I'm telling you, it's remarkable. But there are two parts. At Summit, we think there are two parts to the DNA of influence. There are two strands. One strand is relationship, but the other strand is truth. Truth and relationship always have to be intertwined together in order for people to have long-term change and be able to reproduce and be influencers rather than those who are influenced by the culture. And I think churches are really struggling with that truth part. It's not that they won't proclaim the truth. A lot of times, you know, the pastor will stand up and say, this is the way it is on this moral issue or this political issue or what have you. But the young adult sitting there is thinking, how could I credibly communicate that with my classmates in school? Or, you know, when I'm in the break room at work, and if I were to say something like that, I would be laughed out of the room. How can I have a Christian worldview that really makes sense and is compelling to other people and causes them to stop and go, huh, I guess you have some insight here that I don't have? That's what they're really looking for, and it's very hard for churches to do that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.